Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we have a room full of people from Mississippi, which means we are down in Mississippi. We are at Richland, Mississippi. We're pretty excited about it, and we'll just start with Mike Jones, and then we got Brad Chapel, and then we go all the way to the end to Jana Deer. Look at that. I got it right all the way down. It's like a crowd of people in here, but we have to get going. We have to tell people all about fishing down here and all about the cool things that are down around here, places to eat, places to stay. And of course, I've been lucky enough to do some of that already, but we'll find out some more stuff about that. We'll find out how big the lake is and how big the crappie are. So we'll start. We'll start with Mike because he's sitting right next to me. Tell us, this is part of the reservoirs that are part of the Mississippi Crappie Trail, is it not?
Yeah, this is the southernmost lake, Barnett Reservoir, of the six lakes that are on the Mississippi Crappie Trail.
Yep. How big is this reservoir?
It's 32,000.
Right at 34,000.
34.
Acres.
Yep. That takes us over to our expert, Brad. You guide on this reservoir?
I do. I live on Ridgeland here, about 15 minutes from the lake. Spent a lot of time on this lake. I would consider this is the lake that taught me crappie fishing.
Oh, wow.
From A to Z.
Is it a deep lake? Or tell us a little
overall,
bit about fishing.
You know, this lake offers a little bit of everything when it comes to crappie fishing. If you want to fish standing timber, we've got it. If you want to fish suspended fish, we've got them. If you want to fish brush piles, we've got them. Any kind of method that you think of when it comes to crappie fishing, this lake will catch fish by doing them.
Right.
You know, very high population of fish. We actually, you know, we've got both species as far as black and white crappie.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a 50-50 ratio when it comes into the lake. Overall, I would say the average depth is probably about 10 to 12 foot deep.
So not very deep?
Not very deep.
Uh-huh.
A lot of standing timber, a lot of old lakes, river ledges. It's got everything you could want when it comes to crappie fishing.
I got it. Yep.
River system, you know, creek arms to big flats.
Which river feeds into here?
This is the Pearl River.
The Pearl River. All right. Yep. So, Jana, tell us a little bit about the town here. If some angler was to roll in, what's the population of this town? And a little bit about lodging and food in this area.
Well, what I love about this lake is that there's more to it than just a cabin around it. We have very nice hotels you can stay in. This is also a family-friendly community.
Uh-huh.
So if you're fishing with your family or your spouse, there's plenty for them to do here while you're out on the lake, and they're not constantly nagging you saying, when are you coming off the water? I'm bored.
Right.
You know, we have plenty of retail space shopping here. We have inside malls, outside malls. We have awesome parks and facilities for the family, the kids. And we've got some trails that you've been on already.
Right.
Plenty of biking trails, walking trails. And then, like I said, we've got some awesome restaurants that are family friendly. But we also have some guys' restaurants. So if just you and your buddies are coming down fishing, we've got plenty of places for you to eat as well.
Is there a lot of good freshwater, like fish type restaurants in this area, because we are getting closer to the Gulf?
You do. You see a lot of fresh seafood and a lot of fresh fish as well. Matter of fact, right there on the reservoir, you've got Cock of the Walk, and some of the best fish in the state of Mississippi.
Wow. So how does a reservoir like a Ross Barnett, how does it end up on the crappie trail? Was it your number one pick? Is that a loaded question?
Very loaded question.
Look, you can only get five other people mad at you, Mike. So
I'll go with what Brad was talking about, how good the fishing is in this lake. And a lot of people are talking about it that are coming and fishing it for the first time.
Right. So it's easy for them?
Mm-hmm.
You think the amount of area also makes a difference? It seemed like the ones that you pick were pretty big. You didn't pick reservoirs that were small. I mean, so you're picking some that are more popular, but they also have tournament trails on, right?
Yeah, and we picked the top six probably of the lakes. There's still a lot of lakes in Mississippi that have great crappie fishing, and hopefully we can expand the trail to include some of those.
Yep.
So, but we just had to start with probably the top six, and hopefully we can expand.
There you go. So, Brad, tell us what techniques are you using to catch fish? You know, give us a quick seasonal overview.
You know, pre-spawn and, You know, they really start spawning, I would say, about the second week in March here on this lake.
Uh-huh.
And it'll carry on all the way through the end of May for the most part. And I like longline trolling. That's kind of what I've known for, you know, across the nation is longline trolling. And right. I do it and catch a lot of fish, lose a lot of lures, but we catch a lot of fish. And what I mean by longline trolling, that's actually just throwing the lures out the backside of the boat and pretty much keeping it in on a certain speed and going with it. And we cover a lot of water and, you know, catch a lot of fish doing it.
Are those soft plastic baits?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm known for Bobby Garland baits, and that's what I use a lot of. The stroller, that's my number one bait on any lake. You know, when it comes back to colors, and I even kind of give some tidbits on colors as far as this lake goes.
Okay.
and it's called Grenada Gold. And but it's a really good color on this lake, and it's caught thousands of fish this year. I can tell you that for a fact. Another good one would be Keystone Candy, which is a purple chartreuse color. I would definitely have some of those in my mix. And one of my all-time favorites is a color called Vegas. So you can kind of imagine it's kind of shiny and bright. And but I'll long line with those all the way to, you know, about mid-May. And then I've switched. Everybody knows the term live scope when it comes to crappie fishing now, and that's the biggest thing. And I'm not really known for a single pole fisherman, and probably will never be. But with the aid of live scope, I've kind of changed my summertime tactics more than I had in the past. And what I'm doing with summertime here on the Ross Barnett is actually casting to brush piles. You know, I'll take my boat and sit it back 25, 35 feet from it and actually anchor it down with talons. And, you know, we sit back and cast to them, and, you know, we really catch a lot of fish. These fish on this lake, and to kind of tell you an example how good this lake really is I've got an area out here, and no waypoints will be given.
Right. But,
on this one particular spot, I would say it's about the size of a football field, and every day this summer, and it's no exaggeration, I guarantee it's 5,000 fish sitting in this one football area.
Wow.
And I mean, they're just everywhere. They're just really loaded up. So you can sit back and sit in one spot and cast until you catch your limit. And that's what we do all summer.
Wow.
It's, you know, once you kind of find, and there's tons of areas like this on this reservoir, you just got to get out there and find some of these brush piles, and they're out there and they're loaded.
Right.
But we sit back and cast to them, and I'll do that, and I could do it today with it. And I'll kind of switch tactics whenever it gets a little bit colder. You know, we're moving into the fall, winter stage, and these fish will migrate up north up into the river system. They'll follow the bait up. They'll follow the shad migration up north into the river system. And then I like going back to longline trolling. So I'll switch my tactics early spring, longlining, summertime, casting to brush piles, fishing standing timber, and then the fall and the winter, I go back to longline trolling.
I gotcha. So it's really fun. Good for guiding. Online trolling, right?
Yeah, both of them is. You know, I take people from, you know, literally 5 years old to 95, and they can sit in my boat and catch fish.
Right.
You know, when you come to some tactics, you know, it requires a good bit of skill, good bit of practice. You know, the guy driving the boat or steering the boat and controlling the boat is doing most of the technique for them.
Right.
So a person can sit back with little to no skill and – as long as they can hold a pole and a reel in fish, they're going to catch them just as good as anybody else. Because, like I said, it goes back to the control of the boat and the speed and, you know, the whole technical side of it that catches the fish. But it's in by far one of the best ways in my mind is to take people fishing as far as guiding goes.
What's the length limit and what's the limit of
this
fish?
This lake has no size limit.
Uh-huh.
And I've talked to the biologist through the years, and we keep, you know, really good track with him, is he'll flat out tell you would do more harm to this lake by putting a limit on it as far as the length limit, because there's so many fish in here.
Uh-huh.
And that goes back to, you know, if you want to keep a lot of fish, you can keep 30 fish per person per day.
Wow.
And you can keep, as far as the state law goes, you can keep a 7-day limit. So you can come down here for 7 days, and if you're fortunate enough to catch, you know, 30 fish per day, you can leave with 210 fish.
Right.
Man, that's a lot of crappie.
You better have some Smith Products flay knives if you're doing that.
And some Ziplocs.
A lot of Ziplocs. Jenna, tell us Tell us about lodging. How is the lodging set up? Are we close to the lake from town? What's the distance from town to, say, some of the campgrounds
there? Right, from our launch dock there to where we are here today, which is the Renaissance Shopping Area, you're 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
At the most. And also, we have a boat washing station there at our launch. Uh-huh. So you can wash your boat when you come out of the lake. And then several of our hotels have outlets. And we're working with more of our hotels to get more outlets for our fishermen for their boats. Right. And also you can park your boat and trailer, and there's plenty of places to walk, like where you're staying, you know, there's uh-huh. plenty of places to walk and eat and shop right there without even having to get back in your boat and your truck.
You have some campgrounds around the lake that people can go if they wanted to stay more, a little more rustic type.
Right. We did. We have several campgrounds that surround the lake. The lake surrounds uh-huh. actually three counties. And several cities touch the lake. Ridgeland is one of my favorite parts of it.
Right.
So, but yes, we do have several campgrounds and cabins and RV parks.
Is Ridgeland is at the, like the dam end of the reservoir then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to have deeper water on this end and shallower up?
Well, for maybe? The most part, more flat, yeah. I would say, more consistent depth of water right. on this end. And it's kind of, it's got a real good safe boat ramp. And what I mean by safe boat ramp, when people think of that term, it's got wave blockers as far as whenever the weather gets up, and everybody knows, especially in the springtime, weather's going to get up.
Uh-huh.
But it has a set of wave blockers that protects you whenever you're loading and unloading a boat.
Gotcha.
Years past before that, it got a little hairy, but since they installed these, you can unload and load a boat no matter what the wind condition is. Another real good thing about that is safe parking as far as, that goes, but also clean restrooms.
Right.
That's something that you might not think about, but if you're bringing especially you and your wife or your kids, you want somewhere safe that they can go in and use the restrooms. And we've got real good clean bathrooms, and my people use them every day, and I do too as well. But every time we go in there, they're really nice and clean. So.
Yep. So, Mike, what other facilities are around the lake there? How many boat ramps roughly are there?
Roughly probably six or eight.
Popular ones?
Yeah,
the ones that are
probably
modern.
Your main ones.
Yeah. Uh-huh, main ones that tournaments go out of. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, you've got anywhere from the south end lake to the north end lake, far as boat ramp goes, and even in the middle, we've got boat ramps completely all the way around the lake itself.
Are they? Tell us a little bit. Who owns the shoreline then, Mike?
Pearl River Valley controls everything around the lake.
Okay.
So they have the upkeep and all the facilities that.
I got you.
He was talking about there.
So do you have to pay a fee to get into the park? Are these state parks? Is there a state park there?
No.
They're Pearl River Valley's parks.
Oh, all right.
It's no launch fee, no kind of permit or anything like that. You just need fishing license.
That's pretty unique to have nice resources when it's coming from someone, besides a state or someone that's paying for that.
Right.
But, man... Tell us some more about the town.
Well, there's also right there at the boat launch, there's two restaurants. Well, there's three restaurants now. Mm-hmm. We've had a third one open up. But one of my favorites is Pelican Cove, and you can pull your boat. Never take your boat out of the water. Pull up, and usually they have live music going.
Right.
You can sit out on the patio, go inside, get a great hamburger, get seafood. You name it, they've got it. And so it's right there. And they also have a refueling station right there as well. So right at our launch, we are your one-stop shop is how I see it on the Ridgeland side of it.
Oh, wow. A lot of good information there. That takes us over to tackle time in this week's tackle time. Pico Lures, we're going to talk about all their crappie baits. They have all kinds of crappie baits. You can find all their soft plastics on their website at picolures.com. And Smith Consumer Products. I was showing Brad our cool little multi-tool. It's 7 3/4 inches. Something you can put on your belt. You can take around. Probably try not to lose it. That's the biggest thing usually with tools like that. But it has a little lanyard section on it, so you can hook that to it. But you can check out all of the Smith Consumer Products right on their website at smithproducts.com. And so tell them more. Tell them the Crappie Trail, Mississippi Crappie Trail. Where can they find out more information on that?
MississippiCrappieTrail.com. It covers the six lakes, Arkabutla, Enid, Sardis, Grenada, Barnett Reservoir that we're here on now, and Lake Washington.
Okay.
And you can go to the website, MississippiCrappieTrail.com. There's a trip planner there. You can plan your trip. It has all the resources that you would need to plan a trip to come to Mississippi and fish.
And that's brand new, right?
Yes, it's just brand new. Just launched it 1st of October.
Do you have a lot of pictures of Brad holding up crappie?
Hopefully soon.
Hopefully soon. Coming soon. Is coming that right? Soon. Is that what the tag says?
Coming All soon. Right.
Brad, if they wanted to find out some more about your guide service, tell them you also have a podcast show. So
I do a little bit of everything in the crappie fishing world, I guess you would say. It's something that we're all striving to keep growing this whole community when it comes to crappie fishing.
Right.
It's called the Crappie Connection. Been doing it about 3 years. We get listeners from all across the world, and we really dive into the techniques and, the all aspects, just like you're doing pretty much. Also, as far as guiding goes, I guide on the Ross Barnett. Been doing it, I want to say, about 10 years.
Wow.
I still have another job or another business that I own as well. So springtime, I pretty much guide every day of the week from mid-February to about mid-May. I'm on the water really about every day of the week.
Wow.
And then in summertime, I'll kind of cut back and I'll guide 2 to 3 days a week, and that's usually just during the week. Weekdays, I like to guide. The reservoir here, the Barnett, is so active with everybody skiing. It's not really my favorite time to crappie fish on it. And then back in the fall, I guide Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays here, and then also Lake Washington, which, you'll have another podcast about Washington as well. But
yep.
I can be found on, Facebook, Brad Chapel Guide Service. Phone number is 601-317-6681.
There you go. And, Jana, tell us where they can find more information about Ridgeland and also a little bit more about the town. So
yes.
Kind of tease them on get coming here and visiting.
Well, we have, we have over 1,600 hotel rooms. So we've got from, you name it, we can provide, whatever type of hotel you're looking for. Our website is visitridgeland.com. But if you go to the Crappie Trail website, you can also access our website. And on the Crappie Trail, it's got our hotels listed and itineraries. Uh-huh. And all you got to do is just give me a call. I'll take care of you, find you a hotel room that's best for what your needs are. And then I can help plan your itinerary if it's going on a guide with Brad or, if you got your family with you and you need things for them to do, I can take care of that for you too.
Can you tease them with one? What's your favorite place to go and hang out by the lake? Is there a park that you like to go in?
There is. There's a park. There's a disc golf park right there on the water. Uh-huh. That this part of Pearl River. But we also, in the springtime in May, we have a huge Natchez Trace Century Ride, which is a bike ride that starts right there on the water. And what is also great about this water is the Natchez Trace basically goes over the water. Uh-huh. So if you're traveling the Natchez Trace, we're your first stop, that you need to get off on. And there's a park right there. And then, like I said, we've got plenty of eats locations right there.
Uh-huh.
Pelican Cove is probably one of my favorite. Cock mm-hmm. of the Walk. They toss the cornbread up right there in front of you and catch it in the skillet, and that's probably one of my favorite pieces of cornbread you'll find in Mississippi. So a lot of great things here in Ridgeland.
All right, there you have it. So like I always like to end the show is make sure you keep your hook sharp and your lures in the water.